I'd like to talk this week, since we're thinking so much during these weeks leading up to the Yom Ha'aretz, now we're already holding Mamish Erev Rosh Hashanah already, we're holding right before. So we're trying to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty about how a person really leaves sin. And what are the factors that drive a person to sin, and how does a person really succeed in breaking those patterns? And I guess the title of what I want to speak about is really about developing self-control. And I think step number one is that a person has to believe with all of his fiber, with all of his heart, a person has to believe if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us these mitzvos, these averos, we have to believe, we have to understand that it is within our koach to perform all of them. It is within our koach to withstand the temptation, as deep and as difficult as the temptation is, whatever the sin is. Whatever the sin is, if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us as a mitzvah, as an avera, it is possible to withstand it. There's no such thing for a Jew as an avera that I have to do it. It's impossible for me not to do it. It can't be. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not give the Jewish people a mitzvah or an avera that they can't do. There's no such thing as that. Again, we do understand that Ein Adam Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov V'lo Yechta. It's true that it's also, I don't think it's a stira, it's also axiomatic pretty much to Judaism that it's impossible to be perfect. That means sometimes a person is going to slip up, but it doesn't mean that there's an avera that he has to always commit. So I think step number one has to be that a person has to understand very, very clearly that whatever that avera is that he's doing, whatever that avera is that he's involved with, he has to know step one is that it is possible to control. It is possible to control. And the second point that I want to make is that it is incredible what kind of a role that the mind plays in sin. And there are many, many makoros in Chazal that discuss this. The truth is, I'm not going to spend most of the time this morning discussing the Torah aspect of this, but there are many, many makoros in Chazal about how the Yetzer Hara is mefateh, literally seduces person into doing an aver. But we have to remember how much of the desire to sin is in the mind. It's man's own creation. The things that we think we have to do, that we are drawn to do, that we have a passion to do, that we have a big Yetzer Hara to do, it's exactly that. Most of it is in our minds. It's psychological. Right? I've quoted other times in other contexts when talking about the Yetzer Hara. For other things, let's say particularly for the Yetzer Hara, for Arayis, my Rebbe used to always point to the Gemara refers to, I think it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sak Malei Tzoav HaKol Ratzin Achareha, right? That if we objectively analyze what, you know, the, let's say the Yetzer Hara that we have for Arayis, when you see something that's, if you objectively analyze a woman is like blood or capillaries, or that's not so exciting, you know, skin, you know, nodules, whatever biologically a person made of, but our mind plays games with it. The Gemara refers to it, Sak Malei Tzoav HaKol Ratzin Achareha. The Gemara also makes fun of the fact that everybody runs after women. The Gemara says, Sak Malei Tzoav, if you'd analyze it objectively, you know, the woman excretes like anybody else. She's an organism that has a digestive system, and we get all excited about that. Sak Malei Tzoav HaKol Ratzin Achareha. That's what the Gemara says. So we have to realize how much of it is in the mind. So much of it is in the mind. It's not really who we are, and it doesn't have to be. The various taivas for the various averas, not just in areas of women, but other averas, it doesn't have to be. Right? A person thinks, you know, my parents are so bad to me, or they just don't understand me, so it's impossible for me to respect them. Can't be. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's a mitzvah like that, then a person has to know that it's doable for him. And he has to look inside. We tend to always put all the problems that we have on everybody else. It's because my parents are this way, that's why I can't. It's because, you know, of I'm in this situation, that's why I can't. I have to sin. I have to. It's just not true. We have to be objective in analyzing, realizing how much is in the mind. And the real issue that I want to speak about this morning, much of, and I just think it's such a crucially important part of being a Jew. And I think that in the world we live in, so the forces of society and the psychological forces that are in the world we live in are actually trying to move us away from the Torah's perspective on this. And that is the importance that a Jew has to know of developing self-control. How important it is for a Jew to learn how to develop self-control. It is possible for a person to develop self-control, to control himself from wanting to do various averos, and it's much of it is a matter of training. It's a matter of psychological training. Chazal say, Hergel nasa teva. Hergel nasa teva means that you can train yourself to be someone who naturally stays away from stuff. I mean, the example that I always speak about, because it's very close to my heart, the example of dieting. We always talk about the example of dieting. But you see people who, like, you know, were overweight or a little overweight, and all of a sudden they go to a nutritionist, or they try a new, whatever, a diet or something, and they have the same tivus for food that you and I have. They have the same tivus for food. The food type is one that I can identify with. I happen to have a lot of taiva for food. A couple years ago, I made a few commitments to try to change my eating habits. And part of it was a health-related issue. There's certain illnesses in my family and other things that I wanted to stay away from. But other of it was I wanted to train myself to have an exercise in self-control. To me, it's just an important midah. It's an important thing to train a person to know that you can have self-control, that when you see things, you don't just automatically just go after them. And, you know, I'm somebody who has as big taivas for anything as the next guy. For a lot of gashmius, a lot of areas of gashmius, I have the same taivas as anybody else. But it's a matter of training yourself. It's a matter of teaching yourself learned habits. Learn the habits about how to control yourself from certain things. If a person... So again, part of what I said in the beginning. Developing self-control is predicated on the idea that you can develop it, that it is possible to control those urges. And I think oftentimes we wallow in a sense of like, there's just no way I can control that. There's just no way. And that sometimes is a big yiush. It's a big cause of frustration for people and giving up, that I can't change, I can't become better, I can't change these bad midos that I have. If he's a person who's arrogant, or he's a person who's always saying nasty things to people, or that's my teva, that's who I am, I can't do it. And of course, part of the way one changes it is in very, very small adjustments or small steps. You know, if you're the dieter, so you can cut out, you know, all the cakes, or he cuts out, you know, the bad food first, and then, you know, you can develop a regimen of exercise. People who are crazy about exercise, you know, those kind of people, they're always like, you know, riding the bicycles with the spandex and stuff like that. You know, those guys who they're like. Mamish, it's like riding a bike is like, you know, that's the ikar avoda in life. It's like, you know, you got to do your 2 hours a day on the bicycle. People, it's training. It's all a matter of training yourself, of becoming routine. If a person knows that, let's say, he always has issues with a certain thing, say you have to figure out b'chokhmah. You have to have a plan. What's my strategy? How am I going to break this? I know I have a problem with making fun of people. I know I have a problem with talking negatively. I know I have a problem with kibud av aim issues. I know I have a problem with, you know, looking at certain things I shouldn't look at. What's going to be my plan? How am I going to train myself off it? Everybody at their own level. You can train. You can develop better habits. You can develop better eating habits. You can develop exercise habits. And you can develop habits about what to do when you get back to your room at night. You can develop a mahalach. You can develop... You know, it's the Gemara that I always quote. The Gemara that I always quote about this. This Gemara is obviously talking about Arayos, but it's true about any taiva. The Gemara says, right, Masbio Raev Marivo Save. You know, that's what this means. This means that when you give in to the taiva, it wants more. But when you teach yourself to go without it, it's satiated. Because it's not part of Yetzim, it's in the mind. The mind plays games with the person, tells the person, you need this, you have to have it, you can't live without it. It's all in the mind. If we would know what we are capable of and what high, lofty levels of behavior we are capable of, you know, we wouldn't be able to believe who we could become. So I always say, Zipshat, mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah means that every time a person does a mitzvah, he brings himself onto a higher level, and now when he's on the higher level, now he has a new set of choices that he wouldn't have had before. So he has the opportunity to do more mitzvahs that when he didn't do the first mitzvah, that mitzvah wouldn't even have been open to him because he wasn't yet on the madriga to do that. And learning, when you see a person growing and learning and developing and learning, right? You think about the way we were in high school and the way we developed afterwards. What happened? What happened there in Eretz Yisrael? We were in high school, we hated learning. And when we got afterwards, all of a sudden, what happened? We trained ourselves to enjoy it. That's not fake. There's something in learning that speaks to the Jewish neshama. But in high school, you're on the outside looking in. And then you can train yourself to see the beauty in something. You can train yourself to develop the desire to drink seltzer. Seltzer is like tasteless, right? It's tasteless. You're a kid in high school. Does anybody drink seltzer in high school? Very, very few people. You're drinking soda, you're drinking all seltzer? Seltzer is tasteless. It even has like a little bad aftertaste there from the salt that's in it. It has like that bad, you know, that little bite that it has to it, that seltzer, and it has a bite to it. It's disgusting, right? In high school, you would never touch it. But like, you can train yourself. Oh, a great cold cup of seltzer. Oh, it's geschmack seltzer. It goes down, gives you a little... water, you know, is... Drink water. I see there's a lot of water. Guys, drink water. Water is great drink, but seltzer is like, you know, water with a little geschmack, right? It's water with a little kick. It's so you could train yourself. Yeah, beer is the example. I always say, you know, beer is a raya brewer to peer pressure. Right? Beer is because beer really tastes disgusting. I'm not a beer drinker. I happen to not like beer, but other people have trained themselves to like that. It's the same thing. You could train yourself. When I was growing up in my family, there was never any fancy food. My family was like very, very pashut. We're meat and potatoes, like macaroni, chicken, like the simplest foods. My wife's family, they're like, you know, gourmets. They had like, you know, I never had like salmon before I was married. I never had that stuff. And my house was like gefilte fish. That was like the extent of like the fish that we have. That's the way my parents grew up. That's the way... You can train yourself. You can develop a taste for something. You can train yourself. When it comes to averos, we have to develop for ourselves. What's the plan to deal with this? It can't just be, this is the way I am, this is what I do, this is who I am. Again, your personality, of course, contributes. But what's the plan to get out of the avero? What's the plan to deal with it? What's the plan? How am I going to train myself to talk better to my parents? How am I going to train myself? How am I going to train myself to not, you know, waste so much time in the various things that we waste time. How am I going to train myself? What can I do to train myself out of it? To develop small habits to be better. It's all training. It's developing. It's hergo mas nasa teva. So that's what we talk about when we talk about tshuva. I find that one of the dangers of the Yamim Noraim season, like, you know, the danger is that the whole season is so programmed for us. Right? Rosh Chodesh, Elul, Yeb Yom, oh, Elul, Elul's coming, Elul, Elul, we're talking about Elul, Elul, Elul. Shofar, we hear the shofar every morning with the Elul, with the Rosh Hashanah's coming, we've got beautiful Nigunim Rosh Hashanah. We get together, we daven together, we sing, we have a whole Mahalech, and then Tzom Gedal, Yaser Simi Tshuva, more Slichas, Avinu Malkeinu, Zachreinu L'chaim. It's like Al-Chayt, 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 Shofar, boom, it's all over, let's get to Sukkos. What oftentimes, the whole goal of that whole Mahalech is to churn up some type of unrest in the bowels of our psyche. In the depths of our psyche, we're supposed to be churning up some unrest, but I don't know about you, but for me, sort of like I sometimes feel like the whole thing's already pre-programmed. Like the whole tshuva season, it's like on autopilot. Yeah, I go through this whole Mahalach, and like by the time I get to Hashem Elokim, it's somehow all out of me. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. It doesn't happen like that. Adarabba. Sometimes the whole Yom Narum season can be a hergel. That if a person does, the whole point of the shofar is to wake you up out of the slumber, but if you hear shofar every day, you know, it's like, okay, shofar every day after davening. I'm not waking up out of any slumber. It's like just like five more minutes that I, you know, got to spend in davening. You know, shofar and ledavad Hashem, ori, boom, let's go vayter. You know, it's like, so I think it's very important that we have to latch on to this, right? When you hear the shofar every morning, what I try to do, we have only a couple of days left of it, right? Tomorrow, that's it, one day. To try to close your eyes and think during the shofar. Try to close your eyes and think. Where are the areas? You know, I'll just close with one final point. So, some of you know that I give a parasha shiur every Friday morning. Not tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at the freshman Shabbaton. But so I guess the last couple of weeks, you know, because El, I'm trying to think a lot about these things. So I gave a shiur last week, and like after the shiur, somebody came over to me and like, was really had a sense of yish, was like, you know, because I guess one of the messages of this year is like, as great as you are, you could always be better, and you know, you always got to push to be better, and you always got to push to be better. And sometimes, maybe because my own nature is that I'm very hard on myself. I'm very hard on myself. I never think I'm good enough, and I'm always, so sometimes when I speak, or I speak about issues of tshuva and stuff, you know, people can get down listening to me. Because I sometimes try to, you know, so somebody came over to shiur afterwards, and I met with him afterwards to tell him, no, chas v'shalom, and whenever I speak about these inyanim, especially in these times, chas v'shalom, that my goal is that people should listen to me and feel down and feel like, oh my gosh, there's no way I can. Just the opposite. My whole goal, obviously, is to try to help us to find ways to look, to grow, to be better. But I never want a person to think that he should be so frustrated and so down. Sometimes I don't even realize it myself. In my normal sprach, the normal way I talk, I try to be encouraging. I try to lift people up. I try to say that we try to inspire myself to be better. But I never chas v'shalom want a person to think he's down. So hopefully together we should be mechazik each other to go forward, that the Yom Narayim should be without slacha. But we should think of the tefillos, and while we're saying the tefillos, the alchets, the slichos and stuff, we should try to translate it into our own lives. How can this make me better? What are the areas? What are going to be my kabbalas this year? Everybody Rosh Hashanah should say, what are the areas that I, to be honest with oneself, say, what are the areas that I need to grow in, that are doable? Where are the areas? And how am I going to take the small steps? And how am I going to train myself to have the self-control to develop my midos, to develop my actions. And Bez Hashem, if Hashem sees that we're sincere, kol abol atayr misayinoso, Chazal say. Somebody who comes to purify himself, who comes sincerely to say, I want to do it, so the Rabbono Shalom opens up doors to him that he never knew would happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to open up those doors of tshuva to us. We should develop self-control. We should continue to grow, to become Ohavei Torah, Yirei Shemayim, Bali Midos Tovos, Tamidei Chachamim, and we should be zoche to aksiva chsima tova, ashnas, bracha, v'atzlacha, and geula, bez Hashem, lanu l'chol beis Yisrael.